November 4, 1926, how the Most Holy Virgin was the faithful copy of her Creator and of all creation. How the divine will has the virtue of changing drops of water into sea. The divine will veiled within created things. I was in my continuous state, in the supreme will, praying my Queen Mama to help me to impetrate this kingdom of the eternal fiat. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the most perfect copy of the children of the kingdom of my will was my celestial Mama. Because we had our first daughter in it, redemption could come. Otherwise, had we not had the first daughter of our will, I, the eternal Word, would never have descended from heaven. I would never have used, nor trusted, children who were extraneous to our will in order to descend upon earth. So, as you see, a daughter of our will was needed for the coming of the kingdom of redemption. And because she was daughter of the kingdom of the eternal fiat, she was the faithful copy of her Creator and the perfect copy of all creation. She was to enclose all the acts that the Supreme Will exercises in all created things. And because she had supremacy and sovereignty over all creation, she was to enclose within herself the heavens, the stars, the sun and everything, so that the copy of the heavens, of the sun, of the sea and also of the earth, all flowery, might be found in her sovereignty. Therefore, in looking at my Mama, one could see in her portents never before seen. One could see heavens. One could see a most refulgent sun. One could see crystal clear sea, in which we reflected ourselves in order to see our daughter. One could see earth at springtime, always flowery, which attracted the celestial maker to take his strolls on it. Oh! How beautiful was the celestial sovereign, as we saw in her not only our copy, but all of our works enclosed in her. And this, because she enclosed our will within herself. Now, for the coming of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, another daughter of our will was needed, because if she were not its daughter, our will could not entrust to her its secrets, its sorrows, its knowledges, its prodigies, its sanctity, its dominions. Just as a father and a mother enjoy making their goods known to their children and making their children possess them, even more, they would like to possess more to make them more rich and happy, so does my will enjoy making its goods known to its children, to make them rich and happy, of a happiness without end. Now, in the kingdom of the supreme fiat, we will have the copies of the sovereign queen. So, she too longs for and awaits this divine kingdom on earth, in order to have her copies. What a beautiful kingdom it will be, a kingdom of infinite riches, a kingdom of perfect sanctity and of dominion. Our children of this kingdom will all be kings and queens. They will all be members of the divine and royal family. They will enclose all creation within themselves. They will have the resemblance, the physiognomy of our celestial Father, and therefore will be the fulfillment of our glory and the crown of our head. Then, I remained thinking about what Jesus had told me, and I thought to myself, before she knew that she was to be the mother of the Word, my Mama had no pain or sorrow. More so, since by living within the boundaries of the Supreme Will, she was happy. Therefore, among the many seas she possessed, she lacked the sea of pains. Yet, even without this sea of sorrow, she impetrated the longed-for Redeemer. Jesus, continuing, added, "My daughter, even before knowing that she was to be my mother, my dear Mama had her sea of sorrow, and this sea was the pain of the offenses against her Creator. Oh, how she grieved! And then, this pain of hers was animated by a divine will, which she possessed, and which contains the virtue of a spring. It has the virtue of changing everything that is done in it, the most little things, the drops of water, into unending sea. My will does not know how to do small things, but all great. In fact, it was enough for us to open our mouth and say, Fiat, in order to extend to heaven whose boundaries cannot be seen. 1. Fiat, to form a sun that fills all the earth with light, and many other things. This says in clear notes that if my will operates or invests an atom, a little act, that atom, that little act, becomes a sea. And if it lowers itself to do little things, it makes up for them with its regenerative virtue, making of them such a great number that man cannot arrive at counting them all. Who can arrive at counting how many fish and how many species are in the sea? How many birds, how many plants fill the earth? Therefore, the little I love you in my will becomes sea of love. The little prayer turns into sea of prayer, the I adore you into sea of adoration, the little pains into sea of pains. And if the soul repeats her I love you, her adoration, her prayers in my will, and suffers in it, my will arises, forming immense waves of love, of prayers and of pains, which go to unload themselves into the unending sea of the Eternal One, in such a way as to place the love of God and that of the creature in common, because one is the will of both one and the other. Therefore, one who lets herself be dominated by my will, possesses so many seas for as many acts as she does in it. And while she does little, she has much. She has a divine will which delights in making of the little act of the creature a sea, and only with these seas can she impetrate the longed-for kingdom of the divine fiat. This is why our newborn, the little daughter of my will, was needed, so that, turning her little pains, her I love you and everything she does into seas that communicate with the sea of the Eternal One, she can have ascendancy to impetrate the kingdom of my will. After this, I was thinking to myself, when my sweet Jesus speaks about his will, he always touches upon creation, for the most part. How is it? Jesus, moving again, told me, my daughter, one who must live in the kingdom of the supreme fiat, must have, as her beginning, her origin and everything that my will has done and is doing for love of her. In fact, my will is not loved because it is not known. Now, creation is the speaking life of my will. In all created things my will is hidden like a noble queen who, before going out, wants to be recognized. Knowledge will tear the veil that hides it, so as to go out and reign in the midst of its children. Who can make known what my will does for love of creatures with an act ever present, better than creation, which is looked at and touched by everyone? My daughter, look at the passionate love of this noble queen. She reaches the point of veiling herself with earth in order to render it firm, so that man may walk safely on it. And as he walks over the veil of earth which hides her, she takes the soles of his feet in her little hands, noble and royal, so that man may not stagger, to give him a firm step. And while holding, through Mother Earth, the soles of man tightly to her noble breast, she would want to go out, unveiling herself of the veil of earth that covers her, but man walks over her without even paying attention to see who is sustaining his step, who maintains that great mass of earth so firmly for him, so that he may not stagger. And the noble queen continues to remain veiled with earth, waiting to be recognized with unspeakable patience, which only a divine will can possess, in order to be loved and to narrate her long story and all that she has done for love of man, veiled by this earth. Her love is so great that many times she feels the necessity to tear that veil of earth which covers her. And making use of her dominion, she shakes the earth, and with her empire hides cities and peoples within her womb, so that man may know that inside that earth, under his feet, there is a will, ruling and dominating, which loves and is not loved, and which, sorrowful, shakes itself to make itself known. In the Gospel, one can read with amazement of when, prostrated at the feet of my apostles, I washed their feet. And I did not skip even the perfidious Judas. This act, which the Church remembers, was certainly very humble and of unspeakable tenderness, but I did it only once. My will, instead, descends even lower. It places itself under their feet with a continuous act in order to sustain them, to render the earth firm, so that they may not fall into the abyss. Yet, no attention. This noble queen is waiting with invincible patience, veiled for so many centuries, that her will become known. And when it is known, she will tear the many veils that hide her, and will make known what she has done for so many centuries, for love of man. She will say unheard of things, excesses of love, which no one has ever thought about. This is why, when I speak to you about my will, I often speak about creation, because my will is life of all created things, and through them, it gives life to all. And this life wants to be known so that the kingdom of the eternal fiat may come. Everywhere my will is veiled. It is veiled in the wind, and from within those veils, it brings man its refrigerating freshness by caressing him, and its regenerative breath in order to regenerate him continuously to new life, ever growing in grace. But the nobile queen, veiled in the wind, feels her caresses being rejected into offenses, her freshness into ardors of human passions, and her regenerative breath being returned with a deadly breath against her grace. So she shakes her veils, and the wind turns into fury. With its impetuosity, it sweeps away peoples, cities and regions as if they were feathers, making known the power of the noble queen hidden in the wind. There's not one created thing in which my will is not veiled. Therefore, all of them are waiting for it to become known, and for the coming of the kingdom of the supreme fiat and of its full triumph.